Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, the sea is his, for he made it, and his hands
worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Amen. In the name of Jesus, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, amen, and the sheep, hallelujah, of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and decide, I'm going with Jesus, hallelujah, oh, yeah. My God, welcome to the shout, everybody. We're going with Jesus. My husband is here today. Glory to God, right on time to make it to the shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. Welcome to the shout. It's good to have you all here. Hallelujah. This new time, I guess others are getting adjusted to the 6 p.m. hour. Hallelujah. That God has given us. So we just want to thank you, Father God, right now. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this set time that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. Lord, we come to be changed on today, oh God. Lord, we ask you to just search our heart, mind, soul, and spirit. If you find any wickedness or error in us, oh God, or evil, let it be taken out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us all day yesterday through the night until this hour, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for healing our body, oh God. We thank you for providing, oh God, that every need is met, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We just want to say thank you. Lord, we come to give you thanks today, oh God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, thank you, thank you, that we can decree and declare right now over ourselves and our family members and loved ones, over this nation, that we are victorious through Christ Jesus. Amen. And if you be for us, who can be against us? Lord, we thank you for being for us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, it's you that leads us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare that joy has come. Amen. That we've been enduring for one night, but joy has come this morning. And we thank you, Lord God, that greater. Greater is he. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's in me, hallelujah, than he that's in the world. So Lord, we thank you for the greater on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we bless your holy name, and we decree in the crown by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, amen, because it's you that have blessed us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'll put the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone that's on the shout today, all that you're concerned about, all that you have and will have, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all is good and protected. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Welcome. Hallelujah. Go ahead and shout, Sister Connie. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I just want to shout today. As most know, it's a bad day for me today when it's raining and the weather is crazy the way it's been for the last few days. But I want to thank God for my I didn't have to pray and ask him to give me the fresh air of breathing that I needed. I just patted my chest 3 times, and I looked up, and I didn't say anything. And I sat down in my car, and he gave me that extra breath, and I made it through the rest of my day. So he does. You don't always have to ask, just trust him. And he knows already what you need and when you need it. And sometimes, you know, just trust him. And I did today, and I was breathing bad, and my coworkers were scared, and I told them, wave my hand away. They want to come and try to help me. I'm good. Because I knew what hands I was going to be in. So I just told him, I'm good.
Amen.
I couldn't talk.
Hallelujah.
I was waving my hand for them not to come. I'm fine. But they saw me laboring. But he released it. And
Amen.
I'm fine, as you can see, because I couldn't even talk earlier. So
I'm good.
And I didn't even come home. I didn't even have to hit the breathing machine to get where I'm at right now. He did this
glory.
Without my medication. So I just want to shout, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for that testimony, Sister Connie. Amen. Just trusting God, just being in a place of trusting God, living there, staying there. Amen. And God will just move mighty concerning you. One thing Sister Connie just said, she said, I knew whose hands I was in. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. When you know that God has you, amen, when you're in his hands, amen, just thanking God for taking care of us, because we know if we're in his hands, so he got the whole world in his hand, amen. So it's nothing that he cannot do. She said, I knew whose hands I was in. She didn't worry about being in the hands of man. She said, hey, wait, I'm okay. I'm in his hands. Amen. Hallelujah. It was already worked out. Amen. Hiya. He's already working it out before you can even open your mouth. So he said, I'm already answering while you're praying.
Yeah.
He said, I'm already answering.
Amen.
Before you even start, I'm already answering.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, Pastor. You got something you want to say? You want to shout right now? You want to shout? Listen, Cousin Brenda Gale, shout, and then we're going to come back to Pastor Manning. Come on, Cousin Brenda Gale, open up your mouth and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord. I am just
yes,
so
ma'am.
Inspired when I hear Connie's testimony. You know, while
amen.
We are calling, he's already answering. Thank God
yes.
and to God's glory. I'm here with my mom again today. She's having a pretty good day. I want
amen.
Everybody to touch and agree with me and cover her with the blood of Jesus. We're going to this gastrologist, you know, to see what he can help her with her stomach problems, and hopefully he'll see what's going on, and he can do something to help her. So on Monday, we're going to do that. So it's like CAT scan, blood drawn, IV. She's bad with all of that, having blood drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Things are real, real small. So just touch and agree that all is well. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And
amen.
The best is to come. Thank you, Lord. Say
amen.
Hallelujah, Mother.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. May God bless you. We lift you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over you. We decree and declare the resurrection power working on the inside of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you would send your anointed doctors, oh God, that you place in the medical field to see about your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that it's already done and it's already working out for the good of your daughter, Ruth and May. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for the testimony, oh God, that's being birthed, oh God, from the life of your daughter right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine help and strength right now. That'll receive supernatural healing, oh God. Supernatural favor, oh God. Supernatural, hallelujah, strength in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that you continue to strengthen God and protect your daughter, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give her all that she needs. Oh Lord, increase in patience and in peace, oh God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you send your help, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Move on your daughter right now. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move on. Hey, Ruth and May. Move in the house right now. Hallelujah. Anything
hallelujah.
That's out of you, it got to go. We command it to come out in the name of Jesus Christ
in
of Nazareth.
Name
we
of
make
Jesus.
A command on the body right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak to the
yeah.
stomach, the intestine. We speak to every part, every liver, kidney. We speak to our urinary tract. We speak to
yeah.
every part. Hallelujah. We command you to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to every bone in the body be healed, huh?
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because God has given us the power and the authority to speak to those things, and it shall be established in our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you.
Yeah.
We We speak to every infirmity, infection, inflammation, viruses right now. Anything that's not of God, we speak to you and command you to die at the roots and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and never enter our body again and leave our body in a normal way, the way God has designed it to be, to work in perfect harmony. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you heard our prayers and you've answered our prayers before you even go in. Hallelujah. Knowing that she's coming out victorious.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless your cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth and May. We are praying for you and we will not come down. We are God's watchmen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Pastor Manny. Give God our praise, glory, and honor.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to give God some thanks. I want to give God honor. I want to give him glory for what he has already done and what he's doing right now in my life, what he's doing right now in each and every one of your lives. I want to give you a little bit of testimony. I shared this with my wife.
Amen.
I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before yesterday. Well, me and God, we always spend a lot of time with one another. Me and God, we have developed a very personal relationship. I'm talking about me and the Holy Spirit. We have gotten ourselves in a place where the Holy Spirit communicates with me and I communicate with him. The Holy Spirit communicates with me and I communicate with him. So right here in the midst of me and God having a conversation with one another, we talked with each other all day. It was something that was revealed to me. In the midst of you praising God, there are things that will come to your mind. There will be things that will be placed in your heart. I'm talking about instructions, you knowing what to do when you don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about right there in the middle of your praise. See, we're in this place called the shout. It's a reason why we shout.
Yes,
we shout for what Jesus Christ have already done.
Yes,
see, we can stay fixed in on what we see right now.
Yes,
but the Bible tells us to decree a thing and it is so. The Bible does not tell us to focus in on what's going on right now. The Bible tells us to call those things that be not as though they were.
Yes, Lord.
So because of what the word of God have already been poured on the inside of me, I realize that over here in Psalms 34, it said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth.
Yes,
well, when praises are in your mouth, that means that you sing songs. So I remember back when we was a little bit younger, a whole lot younger, actually. I remember back when I was in about the age of 5, 6, 7, somewhere between 10 years old. I remember how my grandmother them and my grandfather and my aunties and uncles, you know, those are some that already gone on to glory. See, we didn't have a whole lot. But what we did have, that's what we used.
Amen.
We knew to praise God. We praised God for every single thing. And we realized that when we praised God, things definitely was happening in our life. Those things that we were praying about already, we started to see these things manifest because we knew to have praise in our mouth. We stayed in that place of praise. We stayed in that place of honor. We stayed in that place of glory. And we found ourselves in that place where we were at peace about every single thing. So I just want to share that with y'all today. Don't forget to praise God.
Yes.
Don't forget to sing. Don't forget to dance.
Yes.
Don't forget to shout.
Yes.
Don't forget to use any part of your body as an instrument to be able to worship God.
Hallelujah.
Because that's where God is moving right there. Because what you're doing right now, you're saying, God, I know that you have all power in your hands. Because you have all power, and then you have Christ Jesus that you have accepted in your life, that means God has given you all power too because he gave you Christ Jesus. So give us some honor. Give us some glory. And give us some praise.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ain't
Lord
nobody.
Yes, Lord.
Do me like Jesus.
Ain't nobody. Yes, God.
Ain't nobody.
Do
me like the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's got the old fire in the head.
Hallelujah.
He just set his own self afire. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise yourself all the way.
Yes.
Amen. Just shout, give God a praise.
Yes.
The devil has to flee. He cannot stay. The Bible tells us where there is praise, there is victory. Hallelujah.
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 Can I sing my song? Hallelujah.
You want to sing a song?
Oh, can I just sing a little bit of it? Hallelujah. Can't
nobody
do me like Jesus. Can't nobody. Do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Shake me up, yeah. Pick me up, and yeah. Told me to run on.
Oh,
pick me up, and
yes,
told me to run on. Pick me up, and told me to run on. He's my friend. Pick me up and told me to run on. Pick me up and told me to run on. Pick me up and told me to run on. He's my friend.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ain't no devil.
Ain't no devil. Do anything with you.
Hallelujah.
Ain't no sickness.
Jesus.
Do anything to you.
Jesus.
Ain't no disease.
Jesus.
No deceivement.
Jesus.
Of no sort or no form.
Jesus.
Touch you or do anything.
My
right
God.
In the middle of your praise.
Jesus.
God is moving
Jesus.
In your life. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Just trust him.
Hallelujah.
Trust and believe.
We praise God.
Trust and believe.
When you
know
praise him when it don't look good.
Glory
it's
to God.
It's easy to praise him when it look good. When you praise him when it won't look good. Hallelujah.
My Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the best place to do all that.
Hallelujah.
On the shout.
Right here.
Right here.
This is that place.
This is that place.
On the shout.
Glory to
thank
God.
Thank y'all so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Set himself on fire right
yeah.
here in this little sandwich and chips.
Yeah.
His
hallelujah.
Wife can fix it. Amen.
God do it.
God do it.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Good.
I just, you know, I'm a prayer warrior. And I thank
yeah.
God for it. I have the gift of prayer to be able to pray.
Uh-huh.
God has really just anointed me to be able to intercede as a watchman and intercessor. Amen. And his prophetess. And I want to talk about today how important prayer is. This way we commune with God. Make sure that you are praying.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes we think we have to pray alone prayer. Sometimes your prayer may just be help.
Yes.
Help, Lord, in the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And calling on God. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6 is pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Amen.
Amen.
No matter where you're at, what you're going through in that particular time, just praying and trust
yeah.
God and tell him what you need and give him thanks. Amen. That's what Jesus did when he broke the bread. He gave thanks.
Yeah.
He gave thanks in the breaking.
Amen.
Amen. Thanking him knowing that it
amen.
Was already done because God already knew what he needed
amen.
Before he even asked. He said, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. So
amen.
Just asking him for everything you need, always giving thanks according to scripture. See, prayer is quite simply a conversation with God.
Mm-hmm.
See, what a joyous privilege we have to be able to speak to him.
Yeah.
Amen. Almighty God, all sovereign God. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Whatever we desire, how could you ever get enough of those times with him? That is a question. See, meet with him often to talk about
yeah.
your life. Amen. See, tell him your troubles and leave your worries at his feet. Amen. Confess your sins to him and receive his forgiveness. See, hallelujah, the Bible says, cast mm-hmm. your cares upon him because
yeah.
he cares.
Because he cares for you.
Tell him how much you love him. Hallelujah. How
yeah.
grateful you are to be his daughter, to be his son. Amen.
Yeah.
He's
amen.
Always ready to listen. Amen. I,
yeah.
My husband will tell you, I'll be sleeping. I'm throughout the night. And I'm praying and I'm calling on his name and just thanking God. And through every time I wake up, because I wake up quite frequently through the night, but every time I open up my eyes, I'm thanking
yeah.
Jesus. Thank
yeah.
you, Father God, for
amen.
This day. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. I just
amen.
Began to thank him every opportunity I get,
amen.
But I just know that God has kept me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you got to practice. Keep that in practice. Like you do everything else.
Amen.
The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:12-13 that when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you.
Amen.
When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart.
Yeah.
So seek God with all of your heart. He is not hiding from us. He is waiting on
yeah.
you. Amen.
Amen.
He is waiting on you.
Amen.
See, is there a great need in your life right now?
Yes,
is there a great need in your life? Whether you've discussed
yes,
it with anybody or you're keeping it to yourself. Is there a great need in your life? See, something you have struggled with or can't
yes.
seem to find the answer for. See, God says to bring it to him, not just once, but again and again. Keep asking and keep reminding him of his promises.
Yeah.
Like a child who campaigns for a new bike and never give up. When you tell a child you're going to do something, they don't forget. They keep asking, Daddy, remember you said, Daddy? Daddy,
right,
you're going to do
right.
Daddy, you said. Mama, you said. Mama, do you
yeah.
remember?
Yeah.
Mama, you said. We were making
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Mama, and you said, remind you when
hey,
we get home. Mama said, you said, Mom, don't let you forget. Mama,
that's
you
good,
remember?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
So seek God and keep on seeking him.
Yeah.
He hears you each and every time.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
rewards that your persistence and your patience after he proves your heart.
Hallelujah.
After he proves your heart. The Bible says, seek him with all your heart.
Yeah, that's right.
Hiya, there. Come on, my
buddy.
Seek him with all your heart. Trust
Hallelujah.
Him. Oh, God, trust him for everything. Not
yeah.
just for some things. We'll trust him with things that man can do.
Uh-huh.
But will you trust God with godly things?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Will you trust God with godly things?
Yes.
See, we have a tendency
yes,
to trust man with godly things and trust God for man things. God said, I come to do the impossible.
Hallelujah.
I'm all sovereign, God. See, he said, I gave you the power and authority to do that.
That's right.
But I step in when it's impossible for man.
Yes.
Will you trust God for the impossible things
My
for
Lord.
Man to do? Stop trusting man to do God things. Stop
yes.
trusting God to do a man thing.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
I remember the Bible said, disciples said, Jesus, how is that possible? He said, with man it's impossible, but with God
all things
are possible.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, if you're having a hard time
yes.
today, believing, hallelujah, just ask God to help you
yes.
with your unbelief.
Hallelujah.
Ask God to increase your faith. How is this pastor? He will move mighty and show you
yes.
that man cannot do.
Uh-huh.
That look. It's at the end.
Yes.
He will step in and turn it all
around.
Right there.
Amen.
Before you even finish praying,
yes.
your answer prayer is knocking at the door.
Yes.
Your answer prayer is already working on the inside
yes.
of you. Your answer prayer is already on the other
yes.
line. Your answer prayer is just waiting for you to show up to
yes.
pick it up. Hey. But when you trust them,
yes.
hallelujah. Like Super Connie said, I go back to that. She said, I just waited. Hey, no.
Yeah.
I'm in his hands.
Uh-huh.
She said, I patted my chest 3 times.
Yeah.
And he gave me the breath that I needed.
Amen.
So the angel has to open my mouth. But what she don't realize is the kind of that she had already printed those
things. Yeah.
Come on now, church. Can you show glory?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Don't
you know that God is a fixer? He
yeah.
is a fixer, just a fixer up high.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to fix it where it's brand new. We're talking about
yeah.
restoration. Amen?
Better than it was.
Oh, better than it was at first. See, we don't want to be restored to the old. We want to be restored to the new.
The better.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We saw a house that was torn down, and
yes.
they restored it. Not like what it was before, but they restored it to the new.
Yes.
I mean, they tore it up from the even from the foundation. They tore
yes.
that up and built new. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In that same place.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. God bless you. I'm so excited. My husband
yeah.
is here. We going to get off this line with y'all because he in
yeah,
the background.
Yeah.
I didn't order you a tambourine and everything, baby, because I know you're going to play that tambourine on Sunday. God bless you, guys. We're back here tomorrow at 6 p.m. here on The Shout. Tonight we have Bible study. If you can, join us. Invite a friend. Tonight we're going to talk about God's covenant with us in favor
yeah.
and blessings in our life. And you don't understand that God don't want you to be in poverty. He doesn't want you to struggle.
Oh,
he wants the best for his children. That's just
right.
the trickery of the enemy. So God bless everyone. We bless you all. To prosper. You want to say something? It looked like you want to say something.
I think the word have already been spoken.
Amen.
So we say thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. You
don't
know,
forget to shout.
Don't forget to shout.
Even when you get off this right here line, still shout.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended
mm-hmm.
for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus
yes.
Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit.
Yes.
We bless you because we love you. We genuinely do here.
Amen.
We love you. Amen. And we bless you to enjoy peace. God bless you. God keep you. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
One time, one time.
Sing and shout, and then I'll